Today is going to be our last day, last Sunday for our Big Words series. And we have talked about some big words, all right? We talked about justification, and we talked about sanctification. We talked about some of those. Today, I want to talk about a different word. And so let me introduce it by saying this. In Mark chapter 9, there's a story of a father who comes to Jesus. And he says, my son, in so many words, I'm just going to paraphrase it. In so many words, he says, my son is demon-possessed, and it seems that this demon tries to throw him in a fire, and then the demon will try to throw him in the water, and it just is a constant battle. And I've brought him here because I want you to help him. And Jesus basically says to him, do you believe that I can do that? And the guy, he wanted to say, I think so. I'm pretty sure. And Jesus said, look, you got to have faith. You've got to trust me on this. And then this father, which I love this father because he's so honest. He's coming to Jesus because he's desperate and he just wants some change in his son's life. And he says to Jesus, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Help the part of me that is struggling to believe you right now. And Jesus took that as faith and healed the boy, and they left completely well. A miracle had taken place, and they got exactly what they were hoping for. Jesus showed up in miraculous form. Now, I don't know about you, but there are moments in my life where I'm dealing with the same thing. Lord, I know you can do it, but I don't know if you're going to do it. I'm doubting you, Lord. I don't want to. So, Lord, I believe you, but help my unbelief. And so our big word for today that we're going to dive into is going to help us, I think, with that little phrase. I believe, but help my unbelief. So our big word this week is this word. Amen. 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 Now, listen, that's not a big word, all right? That's a four-letter word, all right? But it's a good one. Amen. Now, you might say amen, and we say, you stop your highfalutin ways and just say it. Amen. All right? We get it. Everybody can say it any way you want to. But here's the beautiful thing about this word. It's got a couple of meanings. It really teaches us a couple of things. Now, when you and I say amen, we kind of throw it around as nothing, right? It's a big little word. We throw it around as a little word all the time. Somebody says, whoo, it's hot out there, and we go, amen to that. We sort of throw it around. We go, well, the Cowboys lost again. Amen to that. I got stuff, but I'm going to leave it alone. All right. It shows us that we can kind of throw this word around. Sometimes we even use it as punctuation. We say our little prayer, and Lord, help me with this. Amen. I like to say short prayers for lunch. That's not where I get my prayer time in. I like to say, thank you, God, for this food. Amen. All right. And it's sort of used almost as a punctuation in that setting. And the Bible gives us all kinds of, or uses this word all the time. I mean, just literally dozens and dozens and dozens of places it uses this word. The first time we see this word amen is in the Old Testament in the book of Numbers. And the last time we see this word amen is in the very last sentence of the Bible. It says this. Take a look at it. Revelation 22:21. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. That's the last word in the Bible. Now, I'll just keep that in mind as we're sort of diving deep on what this word means. If it's the last word in the Bible, that's important. You know when you say to your kids when they're walking out the door, the last thing you say to them is the thing you want them to remember the most. You know, or maybe you say it to your spouse when your spouse is headed to the grocery store and you're like, hey, and don't forget the coffee. You're like, there's 17 other things on the list, but don't forget the coffee. That was the important thing, right? That's exactly what's happening here. It's amen. It's the thing that God wants us to remember. So what does this word mean? Let's look at it. It means surely, truly, so be it, may it be fulfilled. It's really saying, let it happen. I believe it. And so when every time we see this word, it's in this context, surely. We pray a prayer and we go, amen, surely, truly, so be it. May it be fulfilled. All right? So 3 points this morning. First one is this. Our amen is important because of what it says to God. Your amen and my amen is important because of what it says to God. It says 3 things to God. God, we agree. That's the first thing it says. God, we agree with you. Secondly, it says, God, we accept your commands. And the third one is, God, we believe you answer our prayers. So it's used in those 3 ways when we're talking to God. So when we are praying. So let's dig a little deeper. God, we agree. Now, this is important because it's throughout Scripture, but one of the places I really want us to look at this morning is this, 1 Chronicles 16. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's being said here, but I want to read the last 3 verses to you. It says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Cry out, save us, God, our Savior. Gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Then all the people said, amen, and praise the Lord. So what's happening is, the writer is saying, okay, all of this is true, and God, we agree with all this. In short, God, we agree that all this is true. You are wonderful. So after somebody has been listed all these great things about God, the writer says, and all God's people said, amen. It's all true. God, we agree with you. So when we finish a prayer and we say, amen, God, we're saying we agree with you. You are the only one that can answer these prayers. We agree with whatever you say, whatever you do. Second one is, God, we accept your commands. God, we accept your commands. A good place to see this is in Deuteronomy 27. Now, this is important. Then Moses and the Levitical priests said to all Israel, be silent, Israel, and listen. So anytime God says to you, just stop talking and let me talk for a minute. That's what he said. Be silent, Israel, and listen. You have now become the people of the Lord your God. He said, you're my people. Obey the Lord your God and follow his commands and decrees that I give you today. Verse 15, we skipped a couple of verses. Verse 15 says, cursed is anyone who makes an idol, a thing detestable to the Lord, the work of skilled hands, and sets it up in secret. Then all the people say, amen. Cursed is anyone who dishonors their father or mother. Then all the people say, amen. Now it goes on to list about 12 more things in that passage. And every time it's God saying, hey, all this is true. You can't get away with these things. He said, if you dishonor your father and mother, some curses are coming in your life. Some bad stuff is coming your way. And all the people said, amen. We accept your commands. We accept what you are telling us. You ever work with somebody who wants to know the why every time you say, go do this? They're like, why we got to do it that way? He's like, I don't have time to explain everything. I'm just telling you, this is, if we're going to get this job done today and get home for dinner tonight, you got to just do what I'm telling you to do right now. But why? But why? But why? And God is saying, hey, don't balk this. Just say amen. Just when I tell you something, I need you to trust me. So it's saying, God, we agree. We accept your commands, your way of doing things. We accept what you're telling us. There's all kinds of areas of our life where sometimes we don't say amen to this, where we want to do it our way. So we say to God, I'll take care of this one. I don't need your help on this one. I'm going to keep doing it my way. I know what's best. You just need to stay out of this, Lord. It's sort of giving God the stiff arm. And if we trust him, we say, amen, so be it. Let it be. This is true. This is sure. I'm going to trust you with this, Lord. So is there an area of your life right now where you've been holding God off? God often calls us to do things that don't fit into our schedule. He often calls us to do things that don't fit into our agenda. Sometimes he calls us to do things that don't even fit into our ideas. We like life like this, and he's calling us through his word to change something, to move closer to him, to take a next step in our journey with Christ. And we're holding back on the amen. Like if somebody were to say, hey, the Washington Commanders are the greatest football team in the world. Huh? Nobody's getting an amen. If you say amen, we got problems. Because we say, there's no way. Listen, we got one guy, all right? Yeah. I can't agree with that. So God is saying, here's my commands. I need you to say amen. Our amen is important because we're saying, Lord, I agree with you. I trust you in this. I'm going to do this your way. Here's the third one. God, we believe that you answer our prayers. We say amen because we believe that God's going to answer our prayers. And God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Now, can we stop there? If you don't get anything else, I just want to get this one. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Can we just take a minute and look at this picture? And my God, there's a relationship there. The Apostle Paul saying, my God, there's a relationship going on right here between me and God. He knows me. He said, and my God will meet all your needs, all the stuff that you hope, that you want to happen, need to happen in your life right now. God will meet all those needs according to the riches of his glory. God is not saying, okay, you need $100. You know, I got 110, but you know, I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna give you the 100 anyway. No. Our needs are met out of his riches. He's got an abundance. He's got more than we could need, and he just wants to meet our needs in his glory in Christ Jesus. And then he said this, and to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. God always answers our prayers. He always answers our prayers. So when we say amen, God, we're saying, I trust you. I know that you can answer my prayer. So the next time you end a prayer with amen, you're not just ending it. That's not a period or an exclamation point. That's you making a commitment with God. That's a relationship thing. That's you saying to God, I know you answer these prayers when I pray them. I know you understand about my circumstances. I know it. You know, when Jody and I have been married so long that across the room after we end church today, I can give her a certain look. She can give me a certain look. We know what's going on. You know, I know that it's time to go look. You ever seen that on fellas? It usually goes the other way around. Usually she's saying, it's time. We got to go. And I get it. I don't have, nobody's got to say anything, right? In this case, we're saying to God, this is some code language. Amen, Lord. I know we got it. I know we're on the same page. I know you always answer these prayers. I know we're in relationship and we're in a committed relationship together. And I want to thank you. I know that. And I want to thank you in advance. So sometimes amen is about what we're saying to God. All right, we're saying we agree, we accept your commands, and we believe you answer our prayers. Here's another thing that happens when we pray, when we use the word amen. God uses amen to say, I want your attention. Throughout Scripture, when God uses the word amen, he's trying to get our attention. He's saying, this is very true. This is true. I need you to pay attention. So I want to show you two different two ways of looking at the same scripture. John 6:47, this is the King James Version. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Verily, verily. When's the last time you used that word, verily, verily? I mean, I know at the McDonald's drive-thru, they said, here's what you ordered. They read it back to you, and you went, verily, verily. Truly, truly. No, we don't talk like that today, okay? When the King James Version was written, they changed the word amen. Look at the second one. It's the same scripture. Amen, amen, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. It's God saying, amen, amen. It's true, it's done. Verily, verily just means truth. It just means truly, truly. Here's another one. Let's look at this. John 5:24. It says this. Very truly I tell you. Again, when God starts a sentence, when the scripture starts a sentence like that, you need to pay attention to it. There's something really important going on. Very truly I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. Same verse. Very truly I tell you, amen, amen. Sometimes God is trying to get our attention. He's saying truly, truly, or truly I tell you. He's saying, I want you to pay attention to this. So next time you're reading the word and you see the word amen or truly, truly, or verily, verily, or truly I say unto you, then you know it's God saying amen. It's a covenant thing again. It's a commitment thing again. It's a relationship thing. It's God sending the wink the other direction. I got you. This is important. Listen to this one. Amen. Amen. Now here's the third thing. Amen is also important because God himself is the great amen. Revelation 3:14. Before we read the scripture, let me set this up for us a little bit. The church at Laodicea in the book of Revelation was the church where God said, hey, you lost your first love. He said, you've drifted away from me. You don't have any passion for me. Revelation gives us the picture that God wants us hot or cold, but not lukewarm. You know, Starbucks sells hot coffee and cold coffee. They don't have a category of lukewarm coffee. All right? Now, God says, I want you to be hot or cold. So he said, look, you've drifted. You got cold. You lost your first love. Your passion is gone. And he's writing this to them, and he says this, write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. God actually called himself amen. So when we're talking about something that's true, we're talking about God himself. When we say, Lord, I really need you to show up and help me with my family. I need you to do this in my family or that in my family. I really want to do something better, bigger for you, God. And we say, amen. We're not saying that under our own power. We are saying that to him about himself. We're saying, you are the great amen. You are the truth. You are the one that makes this true, and I'm going to trust you. So the word amen is all about relationship. It's about our relationship with God. When we're praying, we're not just filling some time. The Bible says, look, don't pray like the Pharisees and just repeat yourself over and over and think that God is listening. He wants us to pray within the context of relationship. You know, I can sit here all day and I can say, God, please, please help my family. God, please help my family. God, please help my family. It doesn't mean that God's angry with me, but God doesn't need to hear 1,000 times. Maybe I need to say it 1,000 times, but he doesn't need to hear it 1,000 times. Here's what he's looking for. Amen. I'm in covenant. God, I trust you. I want my relationship with you to be the overarching factor in this prayer request that I'm praying. I'm looking to you, God, more than I'm looking to this prayer. I know the prayer is not the key. I know you're the key, and I'm saying amen. I agree. I know you're going to answer my prayer. I know you're going to work in my life. I know you're the truth, and I want to trust you right now. So what do you have going on right now in your life where it's time to say amen? Amen, Lord. God, save my family. Amen. In covenant with you, God, I know you care about them as much as I do. God, I'm having trouble at work. I need some help. I need some direction. I need a new path. Amen. I know you're going to help me with that, Lord. It's not about the prayer. It's about the one we're praying to. It's a big little word. Amen. What is it in your life right now that you need to say to God? Amen. I trust you, Lord. I trust you. God, I believe, but help my unbelief. The Bible says that God's promises are yes and amen. Here's what that means. When God tells you something, When God promises you something, you don't have to go say, did you still mean that? Are we still on the same page? Is that still the way you meant that? No, no. When God promises it, yes. The answer is forever yes. And secondly is amen. Yes is the promise of God. Amen is the relationship in which that promise will be fulfilled. What is it right now that you need from God and you need to say amen? Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I've asked four people to help me. I want the band to come on up while we're doing this. All four of you that are going to help me, come on up stage and just stand right over here. Over the last few weeks, we've been praying for four things. I held three fingers up and said four. We've been praying for four things. And those four things are healing, provision, unsaved loved ones, and laborers in the harvest. Amen. In the context of relationship, we believe God's going to answer those four things, that he's going to show up and he's going to answer. He's going to do what we need him to do. So this is going to be interactive. I want you to stand up. You're not getting any rest here today, all right? This is just... I want us to lean into the Lord this morning in these prayers. I want us to lean into him. I want to read these four scriptures to you. We're going to read them one at a time. And then after that, we're going to have everybody come in sequence and pray. Let's look at these four. Healing. The Bible says this, James 5:15, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he'll be forgiven. Now that's what the Bible says. If we pray the prayer of faith, we can be healed. And here's the second one, the prayer that we're praying, provision. In other words, God, you need God to provide something in your life. A job, finances, peace. Provision. Psalm 23:5-6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's a picture of a person who has been provided for by God himself. Here's the third one. Unsaved loved ones. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. God cares about our unsaved loved ones today. It might be your mom or dad, or it might be your child, or it may be somebody just living down the road from you, a neighbor that you've met that you're just praying for. God wants to save unsaved loved ones and give them eternal life. Here's the last one. Laborers into the harvest. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest, this is Jesus talking, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. You and I are workers. And we're asking God to use us and send more workers. God, use us to raise up missionaries around the world. God, use us to raise up church planters. God, use us to raise up small group leaders. God, use us to make a difference in the world. God, send laborers into the harvest. The harvest is ready. People are ready to be saved. They just need somebody to share the gospel with them. Those are the four things we're praying for today. And I'm going to ask you, each one of you, you know what you're praying for, just to come up here in order of those. It would be healing, provision, unsaved loved ones, and laborers into the harvest. And I want you just to come up here, and we're just going to start this with a prayer. Father, Lord, right now I pray that, Lord, I pray touch our hearts and inspire us in our relationship with you, God, to say amen and to trust you with all of our hearts, God. But we want to surrender and we want to trust. And we just pray, Lord, that you would move us to prayer this morning and use us right now. And we thank you, God. Amen. 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 Let's play some music while we're doing this. Marisol is going to pray for healing. Let's join in with Marisol. Thank you, Jesus.
God, Almighty God, we come to you this morning, Father God. And God, I lift up those, God, that need a touch from you this morning, God. God, this morning we come to you boldly, God, praying for healing, God. We're going to step out of the natural, God, and we're going to step into the supernatural, God. God, we're praying and we're crying out for those, God, that are sick in body, God, that, God, they don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what, how they're going to make it, God. There are those that have come this morning, God, with their hearts burdened, God. God, they're anxious and they're overwhelmed, God, because maybe doctors have said, tests have come back saying that there's something that's happening. Maybe some, God, are just inside, God, not knowing what's going to happen because tests have come back saying that there are things that are happening. But, God, that's okay because that's where you step in, God. And you, God, are the God of miracles, God. God, miracles didn't stop in the book of Acts. They happen now, God. They happen now. And, God, I'm praying for miracles to begin to break out right now in the name of Jesus, God. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, touch your people. God, I pray, God, that you would begin, God, to touch our hearts, God. I pray for those, God, that are sick in body, God. Those, God, that have cancer, God. Those, God, that have broken hearts, God. Those that have anxiety, God. Those that have gastrointestinal problems, God. God, those, God, that have blood, things in their blood, God. God, I pray for those, God, that have anxious hearts, God. God, nothing is impossible for you. All of it bows down in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I proclaim healing for those, God. And I pray that as we wait, God, that as we wait, God, you would give us peace, God. Your word says, God, that weeping endureth for the night, but joy comes in the morning, God. And we claim joy and we claim peace as we wait upon you, because nothing is impossible for you, God. All honor and all glory belongs to you, Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God, in advance for what you're doing, because you're doing it right now, God.
Amen.
And we're going to testify of your goodness, God. We're going to testify about what you've done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Provision. Edward, come on down. Amen. Amen. Wait just a minute. Can I just say this? Is it okay if I share just what's happened to you recently? Just recently, and we gotta give Marisol time to share this. She just a verified healing miracle recently. Can I just say that? A verified healing miracle. Donna has been through more garbage than you can imagine. I call Donna Jobette. All right. She has been through so much, but her doctor has recently said her being here today is a miracle. Amen. We're gonna make time for those testimonies soon. But I'm not talking about, hey, I had a cold and I feel better. I'm talking about you're gonna die, or there's gotta be a surgery, and then here you are alive with no surgery. I'm talking about that kind of thing. Amen. All right, we're going to pray for provision right now. We're going to ask God to show up. I know everybody in this room's got something you need from God right now. Edward, lead us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, first of all, God, we want to honor you and we want to thank you.
We want to magnify
your name. We want to lift your name above all, God. And God, we ask you for provision right now, God. God, we know it's already done, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ask you, Holy Spirit, just to anoint us, God, and fill us, God, that, God, we know that we're your children.
Thank you, Lord.
We're your children,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
And everything and anything that we need, you already got it, God.
Amen.
God, you gave me scriptures, Matthew 18, 19,
thank
and 20.
Jesus.
And those scriptures says that when two or three come together in your
Amen.
Name, you're there.
Amen.
God, in those same
Amen.
Scriptures, God, you said whatever we bind on earth, we bind
Amen.
In heaven. Whatever we loose on earth, we loose in heaven. And God, right now, we bind the enemy, God, that's trying
yes.
to attack your people, God.
Amen.
We lose favor. We lose the provision that you already gave us, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, when doubt comes in and creeps in, God, we bind it in the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, for that job that we might not, we need,
or
the
Jesus.
Finance that we need, you already provided for us.
Thank
help
you,
us
Jesus.
To open up our hearts and minds and to receive it.
Amen.
God, help us to trust you, God.
I give you praise.
To trust you, God, no matter what the circumstance or the situation look like, to trust you, God, because it's already done.
Thank you, God.
It's already done.
Thank you,
and
God.
We thank you. We honor you. We're going to keep lifting your name up. We're going to keep lifting
praise.
Your name up.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
unsaved loved ones. You know somebody that doesn't know Jesus. We're praying for them right now. Amen.
Amen. Lord God, we come before you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Believing and in faith, Father God, that our loved ones and our friends and family, Father God, that they will be saved, Lord. Your word says
Thank
that
you,
you have a desire that all would be saved, Father God. You have a desire that all of us would know truth, Father God.
Amen. We welcome you, Lord.
Lord, you have given us authority, Lord. And so right now, Lord, we bind the enemy who has lied to our loved ones, Father God, that they don't need you, that you don't love them, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I right now, Father God, I bind the Satan and all his devils who have assignments Jesus, to tear down our children, our parents, our loved ones, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, that wherever they are, Lord, in prison, in jail, Father God, in the crack house, in their homes, Father God, that you would use the simplest Amen. Thing, Father God. That you would reveal yourself to them, Father God. Lord, help us, Father God. Help us to be quiet when we need to be quiet, God, if they are not ready to receive from us. We just ask you, Lord, that you would send a messenger their way, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
And that this person would breathe life into them, Father God, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I pray that wherever they are right now, Lord, that they would be like the prodigal son, Father God, and come to their senses. That they would realize that there's no safer place than with you, God. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, that you would destroy the enemy, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, if you need to close doors, God, if there's a job, I don't care how good it is, Lord, if you need to remove them from that job, Lord, temporarily so that they come and find you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever it takes, Lord, so they drop to their knees and call your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm okay with that, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we believe this is going to happen for our family,
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Lord, we would love to see it in this lifetime, God.
Yes.
But even if we don't, Lord, we believe you, Lord, that they will come to accept you, Lord. We pray for the day that they wake up and the first thing out yes. of their mouth would be, I love you, Lord.
Amen.
You are all I need,
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I pray, Father God, that they would serve you and worship you and go out to all areas of this world, Lord, and declare that you are their Lord, God. Not
Thank
just
you,
their
Jesus.
Savior, but their Lord, Father God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, not by might and not by power, but God, by your Spirit, I ask you, God, to put a fire within us that can't be quenched. God, I ask you to set us on fire and let us go out into this lost and dying world, God. Don't let us sleep, God, but let us seek you for this lost and dying world. Oh, God, let us go out of the highways and the byways. Let us look around at about us, God, and see how truly lost this world is. Oh,
Thank
God,
you,
in the name of Jesus, give us a desire. Take us deeper than we've ever been, God.
You,
oh,
Jesus.
Lord, leave us
Thank
longer
you,
than we've ever stayed before.
Amen.
God, let us
Amen.
Cry
Amen.
Out
Amen.
For this lost and dying world. Let us look round about us and see, God, what
Thank
we
you,
can
Jesus.
Do for the building of your kingdom.
You,
oh, God, nothing is impossible
Thank
unto
you. God.
You. Your word says, seek
Thank
you first
God.
The kingdom of God,
Thank
and then
God.
All shall be added unto you.
You
God,
Jesus.
We seek the kingdom of God this morning. We're going to go in with violence, God,
Amen.
And we're going to take it by force.
Amen.
We're going to snatch them out
Amen.
Of hell, God. Oh,
Amen.
We're going to preach your word. We're going to be an example
Thank
of Christ Jesus.
Jesus.
We're going to be a light in a dark place. Oh, God, don't
Thank
let
you,
us
Jesus.
Back down. Don't let us sit down.
Amen.
Don't let us stop.
Amen.
But God, let us be about your business every hour of every minute of every second of every day. God, the enemy is about his business constantly. constantly put within us, God, a boldness. Amen. A boldness that we have never possessed. A boldness to dare walk into the territory of the enemy with the power and the spirit of the Holy Ghost within us, declaring and decreeing victory and freedom and liberty, God, for your people, snatching them out of hell, God, for your praise and for your glory. Oh, God, we don't walk around in fear, but we walk around in faith, God, knowing that you've not given us the spirit of fear, God, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And God, no weapon. You said no weapon formed against us will prosper. So God, let us stand with our feet boldly placed upon the solid rock of Christ Jesus, tearing down the strongholds of the enemy, setting free those that are captive. Let us be laborers for the harvest in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Amen. Amen. If you're comfortable with this, just reach over and put your hand on somebody's shoulder close by. You don't have to know their need. You don't have to know what's going on. But right now, let's just pray for one another. Father, we lift up everybody in this room today. God, we trust you to do your work in all of our lives. We give you our families. We give you our jobs. We give you our finances, our health, our future, our past. God, we give it all to you, and we trust you, Lord. We trust that you are the one that will guide us, and you're the one that will bless us, and you're the one that will help us. And we thank you, God, for what's coming. And we stand in before you today, God, and we just very simply say amen, 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 amen. God, amen, 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 amen. Listen, I don't know about you, but if I'm in trouble, that's the four people I want praying for me. Amen. Woo. Man, man, God is doing something around here. And I just encourage you just to lean into God. Just lean into him. If you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you need to know Jesus. You've been struggling, trying to figure it out on your own. Stop that. It's worthless. Trust him. Let him help you. If you don't know Jesus, we like to say it's as easy as ABC. Have to admit that you sin, believe in Jesus, and confess him as Lord of your life. Just start your journey with the Lord. I believe he's going to help us. I believe he's going to use us. Here's what I want to ask you to do this week. Be looking for what God is doing in your life. Don't be a passive passenger, right? Be an observer. Be active. See what God is doing. When God gives you an opportunity to share your faith, be bold. Donna prayed it at the end. Be bold. That doesn't mean you got to walk up to them and quote the whole Bible. All right. Your witness might be, hey, can I buy you a Diet Coke at break? I just want to tell you about a Bible study I've been doing. I want to tell you about something that God did in my life. You don't have to be in somebody's face, but it does require us to be active observers, so that when the opportunity comes, we use it. We use it. We've got Easter coming up in a few weeks. I want you to be praying about who it is you're inviting to Easter service. 85%, I believe the number is 85% of people that don't go to church in America say they would go to church if somebody would just ask them. So all the people on your street and in your family that don't go to church, 85% of them, very likely they could go to church with you and they could get the gospel presented to them for the very first time on Easter. So think about that. Who we inviting? Who we asking? Let's be active in this thing. Let's let God use us. Amen. 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 Father, we're going to go in just a minute. And we want your blessings on us. We want to walk in your path and do your work. And we just give it all to you today, and we trust you for what's coming in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, everybody. Have a great week.